B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nature on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't
you
add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You have to be my new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said that about 5 times yesterday afternoon.
Good morning.
Yeah, man. If you didn't hear, yesterday we did a special 1 hour afternoon show with worldwide recording artist Louis Tomlinson, I should say. Worldwide for sure.
Yeah, man. He's a star.
Very cool. Played his new songs. New album Wall comes out next month, the end of January.
Yeah. I was going to say next year, but I'm like, yeah, it is a month away.
That's true. Either way,
it's coming out.
It is, and we'll have his whole entire chat that he did with us for an hour up on kiss95.1.com and on the app, the Kiss95.1 app, so you can go check it out there.
You have to listen to it because we rarely get the opportunity just to, like, relax and talk with a star. Typically, it's like they're in for 3 minutes.
It feels rushed, normally.
We got to go to a commercial breaker. He has to go. But this time, we dumped all the commercials. We just hung out, played music, had fun.
Yeah. Yep. And had a great time. May or may not have done some shots of cucumber vodka that's still sitting in front of Roy.
I think that's empty.
It's empty now.
AJ was begging us to leave it in here when he came back in to take over the night show again. But anyway, it was a lot of fun with AJ. Your day in 30 seconds. Loren, what'd you do yesterday before we came back or after we left last night?
I had to take my son for blood work. And
you were the worst person to take him.
I needed a whole team with me. It took me, my husband, and our au pair, Elena, to get this child in. It's so sad. Like, first of all, I'm petrified of needles myself.
Yes.
So I'm the last person that should be there because I'll just scare him.
Yes.
Right?
So I have questions about it. So can we discuss this a little deeper later on?
Yeah, we can.
All right. We're going to get into that because for a mom, it's got to be hard to see your son.
No, it's awful.
Yeah, I want to talk about that later.
So my day in 30 seconds is actually when we left here. When we were talking with Louis on the radio, we talked about how bringing up an on-air morning show topic, would you snoop or borrow something in someone's bathroom? So when I left here, I didn't want to cook. I went to Harris Teeter to go to their hot bar. While I'm there and I'm shopping around, a guy goes, "Hey, listen, I was listening to you and Louis on the radio." I'm like, "Oh, man, thanks for listening." And I guess at some point, Loren, I said you had really nice soaps and I went through your drawers and your bathroom.
Yeah.
You did.
And he said, "Hey, listen, for real, though, you can't do that." And I'm like, "What?" And I think he's, like, joking. He's like, "No, like,
you can't snoop through people's stuff.
Seriously, that's not okay. Don't snoop through."
That's all right. Roy's like my brother.
And so I said, I was like, it's a comedy show. I was like, I didn't really snoop through her drawers.
Right.
And it was like a weird confrontation. I was like, I sometimes say things just to be funny. And he's like, "Oh, okay, well, don't do that." And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Nice meeting you. It was like the weirdest confrontation at Harris Teeter over snooping through someone's bathroom.
I guess the flat comment would be like, if you're offended by anything we said on this show or you want to be confrontational with it, you just don't understand the show.
Yeah, like majority of the time we're just joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's like, he thought I like offended you.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. You always get yourself into some weird conversations. You got blamed for giving someone the flu on Sunday, walking out of the Panthers game.
What's
"Hey, I love this show. You gave me the flu."
What's going on with me?
Polarizing.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'll tell you, I got home last night after we chatted with Louie. Like by the time I got back to Waxaw from South End, Charlotte, it was probably almost 7 o'clock, and Dean was getting ready to go to bed. And Dean said, "Dad, I have this teddy bear named Deedly, who's 44 years old."
Oh.
He plays go to sleep when you wind him up. And so I called him Deedly growing up. He's my bear. And now he hangs out with Dean. And Dean said, Dad, we have to do a sit down with Deedly tonight.
Oh.
I said, oh, what's he doing? He said, smoking. I said, okay. So I just gotten home.
Intervention for the bear.
I go, let me eat. He goes, all right, Dad, come up. It was so freaking cute. My six-year-old son has Deedly in a chair, my bear, and all of his other bears are around him that Dean brought in to have the talk. So Dean's, we brought in an owl. We brought in a snake, another teddy bear. Then he got it, like, Build-A-Bear. And he goes, Dad, now tell Deedly how bad it is to smoke. And I said, Deedly, it's not good to smoke. And Dean goes, listen, Deedly, I'll just break it down to you. Would you rather have bear pellets or a cigarette? And I had to play Deedly. So I go, like, okay, I'm not going to give in right away. I'm going to push back. I go, cigarettes. And he's like, Dean gets up from his chair, walks around and goes, sorry, guys, we're just not getting anywhere. And I don't know where he's getting this from. Like, did he watch an intervention thing on YouTube?
That's hilarious and he's adorable.
Like, yeah, he's like a detective who's like, well, we can't get anything out of him.
That's awesome.
It was so freaking cute, man. Oh. I was like, oh, I can't wait to share this with you guys. You have those moments with these kids, man. If you have kids, you're a parent, you have these moments that you'll just never forget, and you forget their innocence. And even though he's talking about smoking, which is, you know, hilarious. Finally, Deedly broke down and said he wasn't going to smoke anymore.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad Deedly's on the right path.
You know how that by the way, you know how that ended?
What?
My wife going, Dean, time for bed!
Okay, I'll stop smoking.
All right, let's do a Tuesday show, you guys. Yes. Got a ton to do. It's Giving Tuesday, actually. And when we come back after Selena Gomez, we'll tell you how you can give to help our Secret Santa on Thursday. You can do that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. And Thursday, we do our annual Secret Santa at Levine Children's Hospital. And it's going to be wonderful because we're going to be raising money for the kids inside the hospital who unfortunately can't go home for the holidays. And we're going to try to give them toys and presents and a lot of fun things that will bring a smile to their face. Now, you can actually start helping today at Queen Park Social. You can make a straight donation of any amount or round up your check to donate towards Levine Children's Hospital at Queen Park Social. Plus, Queen Park Social is going to donate a portion of all food and drink sales to our Secret Santa.
That's awesome.
So that is today. This doesn't have a time on it.
It starts at 4.
Starts at 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so starting at 4 p.m. today, make sure you go on out to Queen Park Social. Just buying food and hanging out is making a donation towards our Secret Santa. And then on top of that, you can always donate more. So we'd love to see you out there for that.
Drink and eat for a good cause besides just filling up your belly.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is a nice little turnaround. So, okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will do more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Does that sound fun?
That's all right.
Are you tired after last night?
I'm exhausted.
Are
like,
you?
I'm cooked.
I went to bed at like 7:30 last night. I got home, sat with Cash, watched TV for a minute, and then I was like, Dallas, will you put him down?
You're tired too?
I went right to bed.
Yeah. It's a never-ending cycle in my life between my house to work.
We do have a new feature that we're going to introduce to everyone on the show this morning around 6:50. It's called Roy's New Home Chronicles. It ain't good. It's coming up around 6:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is pretty cool. I was just reading about this. You know, the Copperhead Strike. In case you don't know, the Copperhead Strike is a new roller coaster that this past year was built.
At Carowinds.
Mm-hmm. And we did a whole thing where we had a group of MRL show listeners. They were the first ones to ride the Copperhead Strike last March.
Yeah, we literally slept at the Carowinds all night long to make sure we were the first to ride the ride.
Do you remember that? Like, it was the end of March. Mm-hmm. So it was cold. That weird time period where it was, like, cold, and we were supposed to sleep outside in a tent, all of us in tents underneath it. But Carowinds and, you know, our company, Beasley Media Group, got nervous about the temperature, so we ended up sleeping inside the food hall.
Yeah.
On the floor.
It was warm in there.
But, Nicole, you actually camped out. Were you freezing that night?
I did. I woke up, and I could not feel parts of my body.
You stayed in the tent outside.
I did. I woke up and, like, ran inside, just, like, hovering in the bathroom with hot water.
That's so cool. That's why we're so happy to announce that Carowinds Roller Coaster, the Copperhead Strike, has been nominated for the best new theme park attraction in the USA.
That's cool.
From coast to coast. USA Today is actually doing something. The Reader's Choice Travel Awards, and Carowinds is up there. You can go vote on the Copperhead Strike, which is among one of the 20 finalists, and the winners will be announced on January 10th.
You know, I sometimes, like, forget about Carowinds, that they're there and it's like a 24-hour operation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I, when I'm there, because, like, I'm going this weekend with my nieces, it's amazing. And then, like, on a Tuesday, I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, there's a lot of people traveling here right now for Carowinds.
Right.
It's yeah. like a nonstop tourist attraction.
And then we know Tom, who works there, Loren. And it's like people that work at Disney. You know, Carowinds is a great place to visit, but it's tiring if you work
yeah.
there.
Oh, I'm sure. Which, I always forget they do the Christmas thing, too.
That's what I'm taking to my yeah. nieces, too. That's called Winterfest. And Friday, literally, we're doing a podcast at Queen Park Social, and we're immediately going over there at nighttime to see all the beautiful
Aww.
Lights.
Yeah. And isn't there an ice skating rink yeah. over there, too, now?
And they have the Charlie Brown area. Yeah, they have fake yes. snow, a giant Santa. It is
fake
really
snow. You know I'm in.
Yeah. I love it over there.
All right, what you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
All right, so we have not heard the last of Destiny's Child. There's a new book and album coming out, and I'll get you all caught up to date on it coming up in the dirty in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Matthew Knowles has promised us an album and with unreleased music from Destiny's Child, and he's keeping his word. Now, it's been released. It is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story of Girls' Time, and it is a book and album. It's got 15 tracks on it, and it'll feature all the original group's members. So if you want to get that.
So it's old songs that never made the cut.
Yes.
For a good reason.
Yeah, I Probably. Know. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, but some people that, like, obsess over bands. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we were talking to Louis yesterday, and Louis Tomlinson, and he said when he was creating this album that's coming out, he had, like, 100 songs.
Yeah.
Like, there are definitely songs that don't make the cut that people obsess over and they would love to hear, you know?
Sure.
Katy Perry celebrating her 25 days of cozy Christmas countdown. She released a digital advent calendar. So if you want to see that, you can head over to her website. Her first one was a photo of her lounging on a chair in a sexy Santa suit. So there's that. And The Weeknd will not be coming out with that Like Selena song we thought he was.
Aww.
I know. It was registered and then it was unregistered. So now people are thinking that he's rethinking the song altogether. But that is your dirty for now.
All right. Let's chat with you, Loren, coming up here in just about 7 minutes. What it's like for moms to take their kids to the doctor. I mean, we're talking about a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
To give blood.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into that coming up. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Loren, you told us like 2 weeks ago that you were having major anxiety because you had to go to the doctor to give blood.
Yes.
And yesterday, you had to take your son, your 3-year-old son, Cash, to give blood.
Yes.
How does a mother who hates needles and can't do it herself try and coach her son to do it?
Not well.
I figured.
So I knew that I couldn't do it myself because I would have... He does not like the doctor's office to begin with. He gets jittery like as soon as we go in. So I knew, A, I wouldn't be able to like hold him and let them do it. I might pass out. So I recruited some help.
Okay.
I might pass out.
It was me. Could you imagine if I passed out like holding my son while he
yes,
was giving blood?
I can imagine it.
So it was me, my husband, and our au pair, Elena, all went to the doctor mm-hmm. to, you know, everybody had something that they were going to do. I was going to sit with Cash on my lap and hold his other arm. Dallas was going to hold his arm and show him, you know, he was going to do the same thing. So Dallas was going to put his arm out and say, hey, buddy, look, it doesn't hurt, you know. And Elena was going to hold.
You didn't volunteer for that job?
Heck no.
To hold your arm out and be like, look, buddy, mommy can do it too.
Mommy was somewhere else during this process mentally so yeah. that she didn't pass out.
You know, just something popped into my head, Loren, because we joke about this mm-hmm. with you. But, you know, on Thursday, we're going to be doing our Secret Santa for Levine Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And as scared as you are for needles, you know damn well if anything for Kat, like you hear parents say, like, to see my child have all those wires hooked up into him or her, like, I would take that in a heartbeat.
100%.
You know what I mean? So what you just said kind of clicked. So.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, for me, like, I typically can't get it together when I'm giving blood. But yesterday, I had to have it together so that I didn't scare him.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of had their own thing. Cash gets his blood drawn. He handled it better than I do typically.
The three-year-old.
Yeah. But he still cried. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't understand. He kept trying to pull the Band-Aid off afterwards. He didn't like that feeling of having something there.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It just, as a parent, you have to, like, mentally prepare yourself to, like, be strong for your kids. And that's really hard when your, like, number one fear is sitting beside you.
How long did it take?
Start to finish, maybe a minute and a half.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, the girl was really quick. She was great. But, you know, it's just, like, getting situated and settled and...
Yeah.
To telling him where he's going. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We're going to Winterfest at Carowinds.
No, but I try not to do that because that's what my mom did to me. When, and I think that's why I have issues with the
doctor's
office. Oh. Because she told me, like, we were going somewhere else and we pulled up to the doctor's office and I had to get shots and it was a whole thing. Like, mentally, that had scarred me. So I never want to lie to my son about where we're going.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point.
I like the idea that the doctors are, like, passive aggressive and being like, you see, Loren, this is how it's supposed to go. See how everyone's calm and handling it?
What a good patient Cashton is, yeah. Loren.
Maybe you can take some notes.
Yeah. Probably could.
Nobody was on video patrol? That's always the win.
No.
What,
oh my gosh,
no.
The baby? That's wrong.
No. I take it back. You don't understand. Nobody played a YouTube video for him?
Yes, that was
Netflix
Elena's
video.
Job
okay.
To hold the iPad.
To distract.
So Cash loves Tom and Jerry, but I don't let him watch it on a normal basis. Because I don't want him to, like, learn that, like, you know.
There's a little bullying that goes on. There's a lot of beating and stuff. Yeah.
So I don't want him to, like, learn that mentality, but it's the only thing that would, like, hold his interest long enough to get him to sit. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we turned it on, he, like, started beaming from ear to ear. Then all of a sudden, you know, things are happening and he, like, doesn't know whether to watch the iPad and, like, laugh or cry because this is happening on his left side.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that it worked out well.
Yeah.
Another moment in Loren's parenting life. Amazing. All right. Up next, we had Louis Tomlinson in the studio yesterday and we did a special 1 hour show at 5 p.m., maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. What we're going to do is we're going to pull some really cool clips that Louis talked about, including one that I found really interesting. I forget if it was Roy or Loren who asked the question. I think it was you, Loren, who said, do you have a lot of people in your life who you run a song past that will tell you whether or not the song is good?
Mm-hmm.
And he actually answered in kind of a surprising, interesting way. We'll have that for you coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Yesterday, we did a special 5 p.m. show, like an artist showcase. A one-hour broadcast with former One Direction member Louis Tomlinson. The entire chat with Louis, if you didn't hear it yesterday on your ride home, is up on the Kiss 95.1 app under the Mady, Roy, and Loren Show podcast. Also, kiss95.1.com or wherever you get your podcast. I'm sure Alexa can play it for you.
Yeah, it was this really cool move where we didn't have to play commercials. We just hopped on the air and we talked. And we had let you be involved. You called in and asked questions. It was a lot of fun.
Even Farmer Dan from Burke County, who we met about a year ago, who called in for the first time, he had an important question for Britain's very own Louis Tomlinson. This is Farmer Dan, who calls our radio show in the morning, and he has...
No,
that's from yesterday. That's me explaining to Louis.
Oh, okay.
Different take on tea. You notice my mouth's not moving.
Louis, what's going on? It's Farmer Dan from Morganton. Down here in the South, we take our tea pretty seriously.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's a big deal. So it's probably a little different than your tea up in London, but we like ours really sweet. So I'm just curious how you like yours, if you like yours sweet or unsweet.
Oh. If you had a pick between sweet and unsweet, Farmer Dan must know.
Super simple. No sweet. No sweet. Tea shouldn't be sweet, okay, as far as I'm concerned. But listen.
Would you drink it cold?
No.
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 So it has to be hot.
Yeah, it has to be
hot. Man, I wish we had some Bojangles in here right now.
Yeah.
just let you taste test.
Do you think, Roy, yesterday when we had Louie in here, that you would have changed his mind with a little Bojangles?
Listen, it's pretty much sugar water. Who doesn't want that? It's wonderful.
It is pretty funny, though, to, you know, the tea for him is entirely different than, like, the tea for us.
I mean, he even described how he prepares his tea, and it's he steeps it for, like, 2 minutes, and then he does just milk.
Yeah.
Which, I by the way, I think putting milk in tea was weird. I'd never really thought of that.
Yeah, it's a very European thing to do.
But milk and tea? Yeah.
Well, listen, he gave us a really, really great 1 hour conversation, and you should go listen to it on the podcast. He talks about the music video that just dropped yesterday while we were actually in the studio. It had just come out right before. Talks about that. He talks about something we talked about on the show yesterday, which was being nosy in people's bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
He surprisingly agreed with it.
Yeah, he's okay with you taking other things from other people's bathrooms.
So also okay with sharing deodorant, which blew my mind.
Listen, you got to go check it out. Go download it. Go listen to it. The podcast, Louie Tomlinson. It was awesome having him yesterday. Up next, we got to do a new segment on the show, Loren. We're introducing, you know how we do the Bridezilla Chronicles?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the Roy Brown New Home Chronicles.
It seems like something bad pops up every day.
Yeah, there was something he dealt with yesterday, and I had no idea what he was dealing with. Yeah. But we'll get into that coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
You know, we normally do the Bridezilla Chronicles, where Loren will tell a story about a bridezilla who did something either really, really bad and everybody was against her, or everybody's on her side, some sort of a story about a wedding. But now, Loren, I introduce you to a new segment. I got to get some music here for Roy's new segment. It is the New Home Chronicles.
There seems to be things popping up after I just bought a house.
You've lived in this house a total of, what, 8 days?
If that.
You closed last Tuesday or Saturday?
Yeah, it's been a week. And
it's like whack-a-mole.
Oh, man. So, by the way, call in right now at 704-570-9595 if you ever had a crazy issue that you had to deal with when you first moved into your new home. Because the first day at living in this new house, I, start the washing machine to do a load of clothes. And everything seemed fine. It seemed fine. Then the dryer kept kicking, which was a bit strange. The breaker kept kicking. So we investigated further. It's not a power issue. It's not a bad breaker. There's clearly a ground issue why it's something that's making it stop. Well, come to find out, it's because below the house in the crawl space flooded with water, which is, of course, is kicking all the electrical breakers because right, there's a safety mechanism there in the event that that happens. So I'm thinking, okay, this isn't good. Major day one of new house, yeah, and my crawl space is flooded. So we had to call a water restoration company to pump out the water.
Oh my God.
To see how much damage is like in the tile. But evidently, so this house that we got is a flip. And so it's an older home. Yeah, it was built like 1950. And listen, I work in real estate as an agent, and I know that when you have older houses, things are a certain way. You know what I mean? They were built differently back in a different way. So, like, trying to explain
everything. Don't talk over your jingle.
I know. I'm trying to blow past that. I don't want it to make it seem like an advertisement. But I'm trying to explain to Sterling all these issues, because to him, everything sounds like it's the worst ever, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, from, like, a foundation issue, I'm like, well, every house has a foundation. You know, to, like, mold. I'm like, well, there's mold in every house. You know what I mean? Like, you try to explain it.
Right.
It's
right.
Normal.
Hey, this wood is old and rotting. No, it's got character, Sterling.
Character.
Yeah.
Look at the fun lines in it. But evidently, when they were doing the washer, they didn't hook it up. Like, they did everything above the house, but they didn't do anything below the house.
And so the plumbing wasn't finished.
It wasn't finished. And so here I am going, okay, well, let me call the plumbers, because they should probably stand by their work.
Sure.
I'm sure they're good, honest people, and let me see if they'll come out and fix this. Be no, what? Then I'm out, you know, like $1,000 in pumping out this mess and cleaning up this mess. So I call the plumbers, and they go down there, and they're like, "Oh, it's not us."
Nah.
I'm like, "Oh, really?"
Like,
now
what
it's
do
the,
you mean it's not you?
Now
are you
the,
here to work on the plumbing or not?
Now it's the blame game, and it's annoying, and I don't want to be involved in that.
Right. You just want to get it fixed and move on and like just, move in.
And so now my whole life is disarray because like this morning I'm combing through the closet trying to find underwear because now I got to go to a laundromat. Because I'm trying to save up all my
you
laundry.
You still don't have the...
I can't wash clothes. It's been a week. And by the way, I don't have a massive wardrobe. I'm on like a five-day rotation. So I'm just reaching in deep into the closet, hoping to find something that can cover me. Because I desperately need to do my laundry.
Oh, man.
Okay, so real quick. That was your first little thing. And then something popped up yesterday that you had to deal with.
So the part of the master bedroom was cold at night. It wasn't getting enough heat. So I called this wonderful HVAC company, and they came out, and it's something as simple as just churning the vents. I mean, it was super simple. But he did it really well because we went from ice cold to in the middle of the night, I woke up sweat drenched off of me. I'm like, it's too dang hot.
Yeah, welcome to homeownership.
I can't breathe.
It's not easy. Hey, Kelly and Charlotte.
Hey there. Well, I had a really bad incident where actually I bought a brand new house, got all my furniture moved in, you know, everything was great. I had these two cats, and I was sitting on my couch, and one of my cats started hissing behind me. And as I looked behind me, there was a black widow. In fact, we started finding a whole bunch of black widows. Our cable guy came out and said that there were two black widow nests in the side box on the side of the house.
Oh, my gosh. Those could really poison us.
Yes. It was very scary. We had somebody to come out and spray, and I found at least 10 black widows.
Well, listen to this, Kelly. You're not alone. Let's head back to the New Home Chronicles with Roy. Why did you call the exterminator?
First week, he came yesterday. He was wonderful. I was so excited to see that wonderful vehicle pull in. I've been finding these massive water bugs, which think of, if you don't know what a water bug is, think of a cockroach and think of the monster version of it. It's about five times the size of a roach, and it's not afraid of light, so it doesn't mind. It doesn't mind you seeing it. At least cockroaches are nice enough to scatter in light. This guy wants to be seen.
Yeah.
He's a monster. He's like flicking you off going, hey, it's my house. I'm living here. And I found like seven of these bad boys hanging out. One of them, by the way, was on his back. I think he's just relaxing. He was fine with it. So I
It's like a vacation home. See, nobody lived in this home for a little while. They were vacationing there.
Yeah, now we got heat going on. We got our furniture, places for them to hide.
Hey, hopefully, somebody just sent a text message from 704 and said, hopefully, like, within your first 2 weeks, you get all the kinks knocked out, and then you live in a nice home, sweet home.
That's what we're hoping for, too.
One more real quick. This is Nikki and Landis, Roy.
Hi, guys. Well, I was telling Nicole earlier. Well, I moved into my house. We noticed something was weird when we did the final walkthrough. It was kind of hot. And I was like, that's odd. But the inspection came back perfect. Nothing was wrong. The first day we move in, we noticed that our AC is out completely. And so what ended up happening, to pass inspection, they pumped the HVAC system full of antifreeze, and it went out. So we had to buy the first couple days we were in the house, we had to buy a whole new HVAC, and insurance would not cover it at all.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and by the way, I have one of those home warranty things, too, and I think home warranties are set up to not, like, that's their goal is not to pay.
Yeah.
Because they immediately rejected my claim. Mm. They're like, well, we only cover misinstalls. We don't cover not installed. I'm like, what? It isn't misinstalled, that it wasn't installed.
It sucks. It sucks because you just want to be settled down into your new house, and then you start blaming, like, for me, when we moved from South Park to Ballantyne, the house we moved into had fleas, infested with fleas. Yes.
Fleas?
Yes. And so the exterminator said that the reason why the fleas were everywhere is because they had cats, and when the cats left, the fleas lost their host. So, and now they're catching on to the carpet and stuff.
Oh.
Oh, it was awful.
I didn't even know, like, fleas could live in carpets and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife and I cried
Do fleas,
because we just moved into our new home and we were excited and, you know, you're dealing with this crap. And it's like, can we sue the old homeowners? Like, no. Because
you bought it.
Yeah.
Could you, did you have to bug bomb it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And the fleas were so mean and bitey.
Did they bite you?
Yes.
Bitey. I call that one bitey.
Anyway, I hope to revisit, for my own entertainment purposes, the New Home Chronicles again, but maybe we never will.
Listen, it doesn't surprise me anymore. It really doesn't.
We'll see what today's phone call is.
It's like every day there's something new, and I'm like, that's fine.
Here's 715.
Here's my credit card. Take it.
You're due for a phone call at some point.
Yeah, there you go.
What's going on, Lauren?
All right, so Robert Pattinson, he has something to say about his character Batman, and if you are a comic book fan, I think you'll probably disagree with him. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the Dirty in 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but there is someone out there who goes by the name of Kirby Jenner, and he's on the streets pretending to be Kendall Jenner's fraternal twin.
What?
Yes. So this has been like an online, like Instagram thing where he's been editing himself into Kylie Jenner or Kendall Jenner's photos.
It's pretty funny. I've seen it. Like,
yeah?
He has a photo of him sitting down next to Kanye eating breakfast.
Okay.
And he just pretends he's part of the family, but like he's never on TV.
Yeah.
And
is he getting millions of hits?
Oh, dude, he's verified. Hmm. People think it's hilarious.
Yeah. So now Kendall and her mom, Kris, are going to be, they just signed on to produce Kirby Jenner, and it's going to be a parody reality show about the man who edits himself into Kendall's Instagram photos.
It's the old, if you can't beat him, join him.
You know what? It's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it is.
And he's never rude or mean about him.
Yeah.
He's always playful and just fun.
Yeah, it'll be for mobile platforms first, and it'll launch in 2020, and I guess they'll see how it does and go from there.
Okay.
So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they've decided not to join the festivities of Queen Mummy, Queen Elizabeth II. And it seems like it's rubbing at least some other Brits the wrong way. Rod Stewart came out and said that he's disappointed to hear about Meghan and Harry's holiday plans, especially since this will be the baby's first holiday.
I didn't even ask Louis about that. I should have done my Queen impression for him. I didn't even go there. We didn't have time.
I'm kind of glad you didn't. You may have offended him.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well,
Louis swore twice on the radio. You think he's easily offended?
You're right. He did. Okay, so Robert Pattinson, he's playing Batman, and he recently sat down for an interview and said that he doesn't think that Batman is a superhero.
Batman's not a superhero.
Well, it doesn't count. You need to have, like, magical powers.
I mean, he's got a cape, so that's a pretty good start.
Yeah. A cape is then. Yeah, I give you that one.
So Robert Pattinson says Batman's not a superhero.
Right. And now, I don't
know. He's not. Are you a superhero fan, Trevor? All right, what do you think? Intern, digital intern Trevor.
Because I don't know a lot about comic books. Like, it's not my thing. But I would imagine if you were a comic book fan, that you would consider Batman a superhero.
He is a superhero.
He's not.
I mean, you. How do you know?
You're not even a fan of comics.
Look, okay, because Superman can shoot lasers out of his eyes. Batman's just a rich dude that's strong who runs around at nighttime doing things. Okay,
I guess you could say maybe because I guess a superhero would be somebody who is
a superpower. You know,
has superpowers. He doesn't really have any powers. He's just a really smart guy that knows how to really kick butt.
He's super rich.
Hey, that's right up your alley, huh? That's a superpower, isn't it, Lauren?
He can afford cool weapons and cool cars.
Tony Stark, Iron Man, superhero?
No.
Well, he has lasers, though.
But in a machine that he built.
In his suit. He has to put the suit on. Same with Batman. They got to put the suit on. Listen, we'll continue this in the rap party after the show.
Now we've confused you, haven't we,
Trevor? You've confused me.
Mind blown.
All right.
Go sit back down, college student.
And Kylie Jenner and Drake may be cooling off. Now, here's the thing. People were reporting that the two of them were kind of hooking up and hanging out after she broke up with Travis Scott in October. But insiders say that she never really wanted to date him because of his reputation of being a womanizer, that she's smarter than that. So they were just kind of hanging out, but now things are cooling off.
I knew this was coming. 704 said Batman absolutely is a superhero.
Yeah. I think that this is like a huge debate that people will get into.
Oh,
but I think if you're playing Batman, you should think he's a superhero. I don't know. That's your dirty.
Mm. All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. Call now, take the rain down.
You're my superhero, Loren.
Thank you.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Loren, we unfortunately lost our Can't Beat Loren caller, so we need a new one.
Oh, no.
704-570-9595. If you want to play Can't Beat the Rain, she has 20 wins. You're starting a bit of a roll.
Yeah, thanks for jinxing me.
You're growing. Well, once you're past the teens, then it just starts multiplying pretty quickly. 704-570-9595. If you want to play Can't Beat the Rain, right now is the time to call in. And we have a prize from Sona Med Spa and Dermatology. It's where we all go for all of our skincare needs.
You told us during commercial you were going there.
I am. I'm going today to go see the dermatologist. I have psoriasis, like Kim Kardashian. And it's like cool to have psoriasis now, by the way. Like,
Kim, do you really have psoriasis?
No.
Oh, Roy's lying. Okay. All right, Loren, get out of the studio. We got to play quick, so we'll just get Jenna from Mooresville on the phone.
Okay. All right, Loren's walking out of the studio. The door is closed. She can no longer hear these questions. Jenna in Mooresville, here we go.
Thanks for filling in so quick, Jenna. We just got to run. We're up against the break. Rod Stewart says he was disappointed to hear about the newest royal couple not spending Christmas with the Queen. Now, the newest royal couple is made royal because of which prince?
Oh, God.
Who's the latest prince to get married? What was his name?
Harry.
All right. We did an exclusive artist chat yesterday for 1 hour at 5 p.m. with Louis Tomlinson, of the band 1D. He used to be part of the band 1D, also known as what group?
One Direction.
And the debate is on in the studio. Is Batman a superhero or not? The new Batman is played by this Twilight star. Who is that?
Robert Pattinson.
Katy Perry is ringing in the holiday season with her 25 days of cozy Christmas countdown on her website. You can actually go see an advent candle there. What actor is she engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
Okay, and The Weeknd had a song registered that was thought to be about his ex-girlfriend, the one that he shared with Justin Bieber. Which pop star did they both date?
Selena Gomez.
All right, come on in. Good job.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Jenna got them all correct, which means I won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay. All right. Rod Stewart says he was disappointed to hear about the newest royal couple not spending Christmas with the Queen. Now, the newest royal couple is made royal because of which prince?
Prince Harry.
And we had an artist exclusive chat yesterday with Louis Tomlinson, formerly of 1D, or the group known as
One Direction.
The debate is on in the studio here. Is Batman a superhero or not? We're trying to figure it out. Well, the new Batman is played by this star of the Twilight movies.
Robert Pattinson.
Question four. Katy Perry is ringing in the holiday season with her 25 days of cozy Christmas countdown on her website. There's even an advent calendar there that you can go check out. What actor is she engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
And The Weeknd had a song registered that was thought to be about his ex-girlfriend. You know, the one that he shared with Justin Bieber?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Selena Gomez.
Loren, you got them all correct, which means it's a tie. You have 21 wins.
I'm sorry, I don't even know who's playing.
Jenna.
It's Jenna.
Jenna. Jenna, that all happened so quickly. Wiz a tie, though, so you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Jenna from Mooresville, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Jenna.
Good job, Jenna. I would have said I'm Jenna from Mooresville, and if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have played today.
Jenna, make sure you stick around. We got to get to the top three most downloaded War of the Roses for a year, this time between Sherry and Blaine. Was he just trying to be a good boyfriend, or was he actually cheating? That's what we find out in this War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Sherry, you said in your Facebook message that you think that your boyfriend, Blaine, is cheating on you because your best friend can confirm that.
Absolutely. So Blaine and I, we've been dating for a year, and I have really strong reasons to believe that he's cheating. And I've asked him repeatedly, and he keeps saying no. And I don't believe him, and I feel like I know for a fact that he's cheating based on the information my friend is sharing, and I just want him to fess up.
Okay, so which is what? Up. What information is your friend sharing with you?
So my friend and Blaine, they live in the same apartment complex. It's a really, really large complex, and she has said that she has seen him with the same woman at different points, not once, and not even twice, but she has seen him three times. So anybody who's been there three times that I don't know about is a problem.
All right, we're going to call Blaine and ask him who he wants to send the romantic roses to. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card if it's not to you, because that'll say a lot about who that other person is, and we'll get all the details, okay?
Okay.
All right, you sure you're ready to do this, Sherry?
As ready as I'll ever be, yeah.
Okay, okay. I'm going to dial him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Blaine, please.
Yeah, this is Blaine.
Hi, Blaine. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I have your name here as the winner of our weekly Instagram tag contest. We host a weekly contest where people tag others in our posts, and we randomly select somebody to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool, I guess. All right, nice to win something.
Yeah. So do you have someone that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. Can I just have that person's first name?
Sherry.
Okay. And what would you like to put on Sherry's card?
Why don't you put love you so much and from Blaine.
Oh, my. Blaine, cut it. Okay, I've really had it. I don't know why you keep wanting to run this narrative to the ground, but I know you're cheating on me.
Well, Sherry.
Cut it out.
Whoa. Hang on.
Cut it out.
Okay. Blaine.
What's going on here?
Blaine, that is your girlfriend, Sherry. You are on the MRL show with Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we try to catch cheaters. Sherry, he's sending the flowers to you.
I'm not amused, Blaine. Like, I'm actually getting more pissed off, and I really just need you to cut it. Like, I've asked you a million times. I know you're cheating, and now here we are. I've taken it this far to come on radio, and you're still holding up. I love her. So, like, stop it.
I have told you over and over and over again, I'm not cheating on you. That's not happening at all, okay? I don't know where this is coming from. It's ridiculous.
And over and over again, you keep lying. And that's where I'm starting to get angry.
Well,
now.
Sherry, here's the thing. Here's the thing, if we can jump in for a second. We say War of the Roses gives you the definitive answer. If he sends you the flowers and sends you the romantic package, then you have to believe the system and what we do. And you do. That's why you reached out to us.
But she also has her own evidence, too.
Let's ask him about that. We haven't asked him about that. You have been spotted three times with the same woman in your apartment complex. That's the information that we're getting. Who is that?
Exactly.
If you're not cheating on her, then who is that, Blaine?
Well, you got spies.
Exactly,
on you,
Blaine.
Huh?
Who
you
is it?
You're tracking me? You're hiring a private investigator? What the hell is this?
You know Haley lives in the same complex. Haley has seen you with the same person not once, not twice, but three times. And I've asked you several times what's going on, and you keep wanting to say that you're not cheating, and I'm sick of it. Who is she?
Fine, okay?
Who is
fine,
she?
Fine, all right? Yeah. I am, okay? I have been cheating on you, okay? Is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to drag out of me here, okay?
Yeah, I wanted the truth, and I've been asking, and it's ridiculous that it had to get to this point.
Yeah. But if you're cheating, Blaine, why are you sending the flowers to Sherry? Why are you...
I don't want to go through... I don't want to put her through a whole big breakup in the middle of the summer and have her being all sad and stuff. Like, I was trying to just, like... Honestly, I was just trying to be a good boyfriend, you know?
You know what?
Wow.
Blaine, you're going to make a great ex-boyfriend, that's for sure.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we're counting down the top three most downloaded War of the Roses on the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Show podcast. And the number three most downloaded War of the Roses was between Sherry and Blaine with... Geez, just a little over 2,000 downloads. And that one just aired in June. So that's a lot of downloads for a short period of time. But we'll have number two next week and then number one next the week after, every Tuesday. Oh, 7,000. Sorry, 7,000 downloads. So we'll get to number one in 2 weeks from now. But, Loren, you just were talking off the air about this interesting article that you were reading.
Yeah, I found this study that says that men are more likely to justify cheating than women. So BBC surveyed guys and girls, and the men were more likely to say that their situation was acceptable than women.
Hmm.
So after they surveyed these 3,000 adults, 83% of those surveyed said that they don't feel a significant responsibility for being unfaithful to their partner. That's the guys. Then 80% of women agreed that it's never okay to cheat on your significant other.
We know where you stand on this.
Yeah, that's never okay.
Did anybody ever try to justify cheating to you? Because wouldn't it be interesting to hear someone give us a call and tell us like what the cheater said to them to try and justify it?
We weren't exclusive. Like that type of justification? Or are you...
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I mean, give us a call. Tell us if anyone ever said, you caught me cheating, but here's my justification for it. Here's my reason. 704-570-9595.
Like, is it a... Well, I thought you were cheating on me, so I cheated on you.
Well, I got one for you. Somebody I knew, his wife cheated on him, and he told her, and they're, by the way, they made it through this cheating patch. They're still married, now happily married, but she cheated on him, and when he confronted her, she said, you're not giving me the attention and the love that this guy that I was hooking up with was.
And he accepted that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he said, you know what? You're right. I don't tell you you look beautiful on a daily basis. We don't have this open line of communication.
Yeah, but you can't put that on yourself either. That's the other person's responsibility. If you're not getting that from them, that's their responsibility to tell you that before they go and cheat.
Right.
Amen, Loren. You are absolutely right. But he accepted it because he took the blame himself and said, you know what? You're right. Yeah, I wasn't the best husband. And I don't blame you for going to cheat. And like I said, now they're still happily married. Which is crazy.
Interesting.
704-570-9595. Let's talk with Zach in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Brand Morning Show. Now, did you do the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Justifying, or did the justifying happen to you?
The justifying happened to me about 1 month ago.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, so she said that I pushed her away. We had a little bit of a rocky few months, but actually the past 2 months before the cheating, when the cheating was actually occurring, was the best month of our relationship. And she cheated on me with a neighbor across the apartment hallway.
Oof. Do you still live there?
She still lives there. I don't.
Mm.
2 days later, she attacked me, and now she's going to court for assault.
Oh, wow.
And that sucks.
Very dicey situation.
But at least you got out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, abusive relationships are not fun.
No.
That's something that everyone should know about, you know?
Amen, man. Amen. Thanks, Zach. We tell people that all the time. If you're in any bit of an issue with your relationship, please contact someone.
All right, this is Nicole in Monroe. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing really well. Tell us what happened.
Well, I've been with my husband for 12 years, and... I caught him cheating like 14 different times.
Oh my God.
14?
Hold on, let me spit my coffee out.
Oh my gosh.
And he told me the reason he did it is because he is cute and he wanted to see if he still had it after being married.
That's so stupid.
You should see the eyes Loren's giving right now. She's like, you cannot be serious.
Are you still with him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait,
and you caught him cheating 14 times?
Yeah, well, then I ended up doing it back to him, and I was with another guy for almost 2 years, and he never even knew about it.
So, oh my gosh. Nicole, at this point, do you just have an open relationship?
No, I'm actually just there because we have a baby together.
Do you go to get, like, marriage counseling?
No. So, he's, like, talking to a wall.
So he's literally just... like a roommate now to you.
Yeah, practically.
Yeah.
Do you still move furniture together?
Maybe a couple times a month.
I'm married in a perfectly healthy relationship, but I'm not even doing that. Way to go. Thanks, Nicole. Amazing. Hey, we got to get to Jennifer because this excuse is almost as good as the last one we just heard.
All right. Jennifer, tell us that excuse.
Hi. Yeah. So we were engaged and together for... several years, lived together for several years. He obviously started acting really weird. and his phone was just sitting there, and I know it's not a great thing to go through your partner's phone, but one of his red flags is he was always hiding his phone, which was new development. So I went through his phone, and obviously, like, caught him red-handed. I won't go into the details, and then when I confronted him about it, he denied it, but, I mean, the facts were there. And he said, well, you went through my phone. You have no right to go through that. That's my privacy, and I can't be with you. I can't be with anybody who goes through my phone. That you have no right to that.
Yeah, so basically he said going through you going through his phone was worse than what he did to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sleeping with another woman. I mean, and he, like, met her family.
Yes, but Jennifer, I never went through your phone. I never went through your personal property like that. That is a mistrust thing, and I can't have it.
I just love that he tried to break up with you afterwards, too. You're like, no, dummy, I'm breaking up with you.
What's crazy is, like, you know, you're engaged to somebody. You no longer have private things from them. Your life is open to them. And so it was just bizarre to me that was even... It's laughable now. At the time, it stung, but it's laughable now. It's like, really? That's what that thing you come out with is, I have no right to your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, my phone is wide open for you, you know?
Yeah, anybody with any sense knows that that's wrong, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing, and thank you to everyone for sharing.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Shake it off, Loren.
I know. I'm like literally shaking the dust and cobwebs out of my head now because I'm so blown away by all of that. All right, if you love Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner is getting a new show with her twin brother. I'll explain coming up in The Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on The 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, there is a new reality show. If you are a big fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I think you'll probably get a kick out of this. So, there is a guy running around saying that he is Kendall Jenner's twin brother. Now, this man photoshops him. He photoshops himself into a bunch of her, like, Instagram photos and some of the other Kardashians, too. So, Kris Jenner and Kendall Jenner bought the rights to Kirby Jenner, the reality show. It's a parody show about the man who is inserting himself into the Kardashians' lives.
Thanks. I love the Kardashians.
It's hilarious. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson, excuse me, he is a big man, right? Like, he lifts crazy amounts, and he does have cheat days, though. So he shared a picture of himself Sunday with his Sunday Night Football cheat meal, which was a few slices of pizza, but not just any pizza, not your everyday pizza. It was a double dough pizza. It looked disgusting.
Mm. Sounds disgusting. Like, and I love food.
It was a lot of dough. Anyway, he shared that his favorites are cheese and Hawaiian, and he doesn't do it often, but when he does, he goes big. Matthew Knowles, he is giving us a compilation album of the unreleased music from Destiny's Child. Now, this is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story of Girls' Time, and it is a book and an album. It's got 15 tracks on it. And it will feature the original members of the group. It's out now, so you can get it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yesterday, was that your last story?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do one quick spotlight on Louis Tomlinson. Yesterday, he came by and was in our studio for an hour at 5 p.m. And you can hear the entire chat we had with him exclusively up on the Kiss95.1 app or Kiss95.1.com. There's a whole podcast of our conversation with Louis.
But we got kind of personal with him and asked him, like, when he's writing music, like, who he wants to bat it off of when he thinks he's got something great.
Yeah, listen to this.
When you feel like you've got something really good, is there one person that you send it to or bat it off of?
I think all my friends and my girlfriend, they're all too nice. Because someone asked me recently, like, is there anyone, like, that'll... I was thinking, actually, I've never sent a song to someone and they've not gone, that's brilliant, you know what I mean? When in reality, they're not all brilliant, you know what I mean? There will be a bad one in there. So I think I need to be more selective with who I ask.
You should work here. Yeah. Our bosses, come out of here from this, and I'll be like, wow, what an amazing hour. We'll be in our boss's office tomorrow going, what were you thinking? Why did you say that? And I'll be like, no, it's spectacular.
That is true.
We do get fed humble pie quite a bit around here.
Yes. I love it, too.
Yeah. I don't care. Listen, you know what matters to me? Obviously, our bosses do the paycheck and all that stuff, which is important. But when you walk out on the street and somebody goes, yo, I love that segment you guys did today.
That's all matters.
That's yeah. all that
you
matters.
You saying you love us, that's all matters.
Louis also said that he had to, like, bat down to his track albums from, like, 100 different tracks.
I go, how many did you have? 20? He goes, no, about 100.
Yeah.
Well, he's been writing for years.
Yeah. You know? Very thick British accent, too, which cracked Roy up.
He says me instead of my. I love that.
So great. Go check out the pictures, too, at the MRL show on Insta. Now, what's trending? What is hot, Lauren? What does everyone need to get for the holiday season?
So, Mani, you kind of turned me on to this, and it's the Osmo that all the kids want for the holiday season. And it's this really cool iPad program that you do things in front of you physically and it shows up on the actual screen.
Yeah.
So the kids can build different characters and then send them to the screen and bring them to life.
Yeah, basically you can draw like a bear and then all of a sudden the bear shows up on the iPad and talks.
Yeah. Huh. So I found this like little genius starter kit. It's for ages like 3 to 5. But I mean, it's really, really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, go check that out and other things that Loren likes up at kiss951.com. Now, we have an intern in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not big on coming on the radio. We begged her to come on the radio to talk about this. She said we could talk about it, but she didn't want to bring it up.
She's shy, especially when you hear the reason why. I'd be like, well, I get that too.
She had that uncle at her Thanksgiving dinner. And the uncle doesn't really get the whole politically correct conversation like a lot of us have to deal with at Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
But what he said is like, will make you stop and go, wait, what? Like, you're going there?
Yeah. So she gave us permission to do it. We're going to do it coming up in less than 10 minutes. You got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mani and Roy in the Red Morning Show.
So you sit down every Thanksgiving and your family comes in. And you know the saying, you can't choose your family.
Hmm.
Well, we have an intern in the back who is super shy. She does great work, but she doesn't like to come on the radio.
Nope.
We asked her to, and we don't want to push her, so she said, just tell the story yourself.
So she has a Thanksgiving dinner, this uncle, who says some things that isn't quite politically correct. And our intern, while drinking a Corona, enjoying conversations, good foods, the uncle says, and again, I want to make sure everyone knows, the uncle says this and believes this. I don't know how you could drink that Corona since you have no idea what those Mexicans are putting in it.
Oh, my God.
And you go, what?
Yeah.
What? Like, out of all the things to say,
yeah.
What?
It's so outlandish.
It's so outlandish.
And I like those Mexicans.
What is she?
What? No, nothing. This is an open conversation. No hold. What were you going to say?
Nope, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. You know her. She's super sweet.
I know, but how does...
How do they let the drunk uncle at the table?
Yeah, like, I know I have some family in Pennsylvania that they say some crazy things, but they do it for, like, shock value, but it, like, always starts a fight. Like, I'm the first person to be like, why would you even say something like that?
Right. And I'm pretty sure, by the way, Corona's made in Chicago. Like, I don't even think.
Right.
Like, by the way, we love Corona here on the MRL show. Yeah. They're a proud sponsor. How about that, drunk uncle? And I hope our intern's not here today, but I hope she didn't give him any of the Coronas.
But, like, to take a walk in his racist mind, it's like, does he think Coronas are being poisoned? Like, what?
Man, you have no idea what them Mexicans are putting in that thing. By the way, once that wall's built, ain't gonna get no Coronas through.
Yeah, like, what's he thinking?
Oh, that conversation.
That's so bizarre.
Now, this is so dangerous, Loren, because Roy wants to go down this path, and we'll take the ride with him. And, Roy, what do you want to know from people at 704-570-9595?
I want to know what your crazy uncle said at Thanksgiving.
Like, what outlandish thing?
What just, like, because, like, that is racist and that's bad, but it's also to the point you're like, what?
704-570-9595.
I prefer Angry Frank. Like, I would like, if somebody's going to say something outlandish, like, I want it to be, like, Angry Frank style.
Where it's also funny.
Yeah.
And you know that he has a good heart.
Right. Yeah.
Well, a lot of uncles are like that. You do love them still. You're stuck with them. But they say the craziest thing.
I saw somebody posted on Twitter that they heard the craziest political statement at dinner by a stark Republican who claims that Trump is too liberal. Like, he's a real Democrat deep down inside, and he's trying to ruin the country because he's a Democrat. And I was like, oh, my God, people are crazy. All right, 704-570-9595. Roy, the question is?
What did your crazy uncle say at Thanksgiving dinner?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny, Roy, and the Rem Morning Show going out to Burke County, where we're talking with Farmer Dan. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rem Morning Show.
Good morning. How you doing?
You know, it's almost been a year. It'll be a year that we've known you. Right around St. Paddy's Day of last year, we first heard from Farmer Dan, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Remember that?
I do.
You stumbled upon us like your friend was listening to us. You had never heard of us. And then all of a sudden, you were like, I like these guys.
It was meant to be, dude, ever since that day.
So Farmer Dan, if you didn't hear it yesterday, we had Louie Tomlinson in the studio. 5 p.m. yesterday, we did a whole hour with Louie. And if you didn't catch it, you can go listen to the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts on our Kiss95.1 app is free. But you asked a question about sweet tea to Louie.
Yes.
Because in Great Britain, they drink a different type of tea.
Uh-huh.
And he, by the way, said that he does not like sweet tea and will not drink tea cold.
Mm. What?
Mind blown.
That is crazy. I can't drink tea hot.
Yeah.
So Farmer Dan says, all right, I have a question for Louie. And then I said, what else is going on? This is off the air. And he goes, man, I've been tracking this deer for 2 months out there in Burke County.
That's what you've been doing, tracking a deer?
I go, what a life. What's going on? Tell us about this deer.
No, that's what happens, man. Hunting season comes in like September, early September, and it doesn't go, and then it goes out of January. So from September to January 1st, man, I'm just hunting every morning, every evening.
Yeah, how do you know you're tracking the same deer?
There's a lot. I mean, you guys probably don't hunt, so it's like there's a whole world of hunting that I could, like, fill you in on. But to answer your question, I guess, most easy, there's a couple of different, like, doe. You have a doe and a buck. That's like the guy and the girl deer.
We know that.
The one with the horns is. Okay, well, they have different tracks. You can tell a buck track away from a doe track.
Oh, my gosh. This is the nonsense my friends used to tell me.
But I sound so macho listening to it.
I know, I do.
No, it is. I'm serious, dude. I'm serious. And, like, you can age a deer by its track. You can see if it's, like, a small deer, a big deer. And so I've got, like, my wife, like, you know, a couple months. Like, I guess it's been about a year ago. She bought me this, like they had. I've just went straight, like, nomad hunting style, going out there, like, just tracking them or whatever. Well, they have like these trail cameras that you can go buy and put out in the woods.
Oh, so you've been watching it. That's how you know you're tracking the same deer. You can see it on video.
My wife was like,
okay.
She was like, I really want to get you one of these. And so I put like one of them out in the woods, dude. And, like, if it's something walks by, it'll snap a picture of it.
Let me tell you, Farmer Dan. Let me tell you how my friends and family, because I went hunting once. Well, a couple times. And all it was me just spending a whole day out in the woods being cold. But let me tell you what we'd be walking through the woods, and all of a sudden, I'd have friends, and they go, you see that right there? And they'd point to the leaves. I'm like, what?
I don't see anything.
They're like, there's been a deer through here. I'm like, how do you know? They look at the way it's crumbled. I'm like, what? It's all crumbly. And then they continue walking.
They get,
like,
down and smell it.
They're like, look at that. This is where they live. I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, you could tell this is where they sleep. I'm like, what? I'm like, shocked.
Well, that is different. You can tell where they bed down at. But, like, if you walk by a crumbled leaf, I mean, if you're not, I mean, unless you're Jesus, that's going to be really hard to tell. Like,
meanwhile, we're sitting in the woods, and we'd hear a little crumple in the distance, and they're like, oh, the deer's coming. I'm like, no, a twig fell.
Yeah, it's nothing a squirrel. Out here. By the way, I've gone deer hunting, too, up in upstate New York with my cousin, and I thought everything was a deer. It's a squirrel and a damn bird that's moving leaves around.
The birds are the worst.
All right, listen, I want to do something. I want to, just after 9, can you hang on with us?
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
He's tracking the deer.
I'm actually building cabinet doors. So I've got some sitting on a glue press right now.
I bet Dan is so handy. He can do anything and everything.
He is. He's out in that barn in Burke County. All right, because my father-in-law told me some facts about farmers And I think everything I thought about farming and farmers is now wrong. And Farmer Dan in Burke County, you'd be the only one that can answer this and tell us if this is right or not.
Okay.
All right, one of them has to do with daylight savings time, and the other has to do with farmers wearing beards. All right, hang out. All right, just after 9, we're going to talk to him about it. Farmer Dan, live from Burke County. By the way, he wanted to be a bachelor on our Burke County Bachelor Show, but we had a little snafu, Loren. What was that?
He's married.
Yeah, he's married to a wonderful person. All right, hang out. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
The show's farmer expert, Farmer Dan from Burke County, is on with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
All right, Farmer Dan, over Thanksgiving dinner, my father-in-law said there's two myths about farmers, and I immediately said I got to get Farmer Dan on the show to have him answer these myths, okay? The number one thing that was most surprising that he told me, by the way, he lives in, like, Jonesboro, Tennessee, just on the other side of, like, Asheville.
Okay, yeah.
And he said that any farmer you see with a long beard in a movie or a TV show isn't real. He said real farmers don't wear beards because they don't want to get their beards caught in gears like the combine. They don't want to get, you know, if they're like milking a cow or working in the barn, that beard is basically like a broom and picks everything up. So farmers will not wear beards. What do you say to that?
Okay. So I definitely think that partially that is true. And I definitely think it depends in other aspects. Like if you got like the whole like Willie Robertson beard that goes all the way down to like your belly button, yes, I think that can definitely be a hazard.
You don't have a beard.
I do not have a beard. But another little fun fact, I can't really grow a good beard. I can grow like a good mustache, but that's really about it. Okay.
I want you to have like a Chris Stapleton beard.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But okay,
no,
so
that is, I mean, that is kind of true, because like it's some equipment, like if you really got to get your face near it, so unless your face is right there at it, but.
Okay, all right, and then myth number two, this is a big one. Everybody's going to love this one.
Okay.
Farmers are the reason why we have daylight savings time, and the reason why it gets dark at 5 p.m. is because the farmers need that to grow crops.
I never bought that, because we have lights, they can work at nighttime.
Farmer Dan, is that indeed true that you guys enjoy the daylight savings time so you get out in the morning earlier and get your crops done?
I'd say that's pretty true.
Huh, really?
Well, now we're going to hang up on you because everybody else hates daylight savings time.
Yeah, that's the worst.
But you got to think. I mean, the quicker it gets dark outside, if you do any kind of agricultural work outside, that's the quicker you pretty much can call it a day, because a lot of guys will say, okay, at dark, we'll be done. So if it gets dark at 5:30, then you can kind of go inside and call it a day rather than 9 o'clock. You'd be out there on a combine trying to get your last little bit of crop.
See, I think that's the real story. Y'all just want to go home early.
Yeah.
And drink the
beer.
You're
telling me that I got to screw up my whole day just so y'all can end it early? That's probably necessary. We do need crops. We do
need. You just talked yourself into it.
Yeah. At first, I was upset. Then I'm like, "Well, we do need a lot of things from farmers."
All right, Farmer Dan. It is Giving Tuesday. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
You're welcome, buddy. You guys have a good one.
We'll see you later. Yeah. By the way, Farmer Dan looks nothing like he sounds.
Not at all.
He looks like a damn Abercrombie model.
He's beautiful. And you're like, you expect a Chris Stapleton, you know.
Yeah, beautiful wife.
Burly man.
Little kid.
Yeah.
Great family out there in Burke County. Farmer Dan. We'll post a picture of Farmer Dan so you can go see him at the MRL show on Insta. It is Giving Tuesday. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, the top 10 giving things humans do on a daily basis.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It is Giving Tuesday. We do invite you to join us starting at 4 o'clock at Queen Park Social, where we're raising money for the Secret Santa broadcast to benefit the children who are going to be spending the holidays inside Levine Children's Hospital. If you go to Queen Park Social today, starting at 4 o'clock, you can proceeds will benefit the hospital. On top of that, you can round up to donate more. You can also just do a normal donation.
Yeah.
A lot of different ways you can help the kids. And what we do is we take all that money, we buy a bunch of gifts and a bunch of toys and set up like a little I guess you would call it a Santa workshop. I mean, it's just filled with toys.
Yep, and they bring the kids in.
And they get to come pick out gifts. So if you want to be part of that, it's something really cool. We do invite you to join us at Queen Park Social. All the radio stations are going to be throwing this event at Queen Park Social at 4 o'clock.
Nicole, what time are you going to be out there today? You're doing a little get-together there.
I'm glad you asked while I was eating.
Oh, what are you eating?
I don't know, like 6?
Okay. What are you eating?
Avocado bagel.
Oh, something healthy.
I got a cinnamon raisin bagel.
The good one. You got the good stuff.
Hey, before we head out for the day, I thought it was an interesting article, Roy, because it was Giving Tuesday. And, you know, we as human beings do a lot of giving back without even really thinking about it, Loren, just in our day-to-day activity.
Here are the top 10 good deeds, and I'm sure that you've done them. Number one being help someone with directions. Held the door open for a stranger.
No big deal, but you're doing it.
No, I wish I could help someone with directions. Oh. I can't even help myself with directions.
That's true.
Let someone with fewer items go in front of me in line at the store.
Love that.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
I have.
I don't think I've ever done it.
I have.
I'm trying to get out.
You know what happens, though? You let somebody with a fewer items in,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden their debit card doesn't work, or there's some sort of mess that happens.
They're running with the check.
Can I quickly just tell you what happened to me at Target recently?
Yeah, sure.
I let somebody go in front of me because they had one item, but it was a big item. And she used, I am not kidding, I lost track at like 15 gift cards. I was like, is that a joke? She was still pulling them out of her wallet. She's like, can you try this one? Can you try this one? I was like, good Lord, lady. Like, if you knew you had 15 gift cards, you could have been like, no, it's okay. I'll just wait.
But she goes, okay, yeah, I'll go.
She was there for like 15 minutes. And finally, I like took my stuff off the cart and like went to the self-checkout. And the girl behind the counter was like, good idea.
That's funny. Let someone, help someone cross the street. These are top 10 good deeds.
I feel like that's like a myth.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Like seeing an old lady trying to get across. Well, let me help you, young ma'am.
Yeah, there was that one video that went viral. A little boy helped an older woman. Like the mom told the little boy to get out of the car and go help that woman carry groceries up to her house.
Another one on here is gave a dollar or so to a charity when checking out at the shopping. I feel so awful every time I tell them no.
I say no, not today. Meaning like I'll do it another day or I've already done it.
It's so bad.
Welcome Giving Day, everybody.
By the way, if you do pay it forward, 88% of people say that they will return the favor to someone else. So please, today, pay it forward. Be good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.